Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Sasfras today says that Brazilian farmers will produce 22% more soy in the 2012-13 growing season compared with the year earlier period. Sasfras adds that Brazil will grow 82.3 million tons of soy, and wheat production will also increase by 22% after farmers responded to high prices for both products after last year by boosting output. U.S. home prices jumped 10.9% in March compared with a year ago. That's the most since April of 2006. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index released today also showed that all 20 cities measured posted annual gains for the third straight month. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. The 13-14 marketing year for soybeans will begin on September the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,474. It's up 171 points. The NASDAQ, 3508, up almost 50. And the S&P 500 is 1669. It is up just over 20 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Too much rain is still expected to fall across parts of the Midwest as we move forward through these next 3 days, and then finally, maybe a little bit of a break will likely occur across parts of the region. During the course of the weekend, way too much rain fell from some areas in central Illinois and northern Missouri through the heart of Iowa back into the Dakotas. In this corridor, there was a lot of 1 to 2 and local 3-inch plus amounts of rain, but as much as 6 inches occurred in some areas to the east and north of Des Moines in the Marshalltown, Iowa area, also in the northwest corner of Iowa from the Storm Lake and Spencer areas back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Rain totals in that region also running 3 to 6 inches. Too much moisture in general. Obviously, Iowa has been wet for quite a little while, so has parts of Illinois, even though some of these areas dried down a little bit for a little while. But the rains have been too heavy here recently, and fieldwork is back on hold again for much of the region. Lighter rains occurred surrounding this region, and in fact, it was dry from southern parts of Ohio back into Kentucky, and most of the Delta and southeastern states were all dry over the weekend. It was also dry from the eastern part of North Dakota over to Michigan. So not all was lost, but certainly there was a significant amount of delay in fieldwork in those areas in the western and some central parts of the Corn Belt. Now the forecast is continuing to promote more of the same, with rain and thunderstorms likely to occur in many areas from, region from Kansas into Michigan. This includes northern Missouri, southeastern Iowa, and northern half of Illinois, as well as the areas I just described. But these areas, those three regions have been too wet already, and so with the additional 1 to 2 and local 3-inch plus amounts of rain that are expected, we're likely to encounter some flooding that will likely further impact some of the crop that's already in the ground and delay some of the planting of any new crop for a longer period of time. There will not be quite as much rain in the northwestern Corn Belt over these next 2 or 3 days as there will be in the area I just described from Kansas to Michigan, but it's still going to rain, and there will still not be much field work in the areas that receive significant rain during the weekend. That includes most of the area from the Dakotas into parts of northwestern Iowa, but these areas may not see much more than 3/4 of an inch to maybe 1.5 inches of new rainfall. That's still too much, though, when the ground is already saturated. The temperatures across the Midwest will be quite steamy. In fact, we're going to see a lot of high humidity days coming up here through Thursday, and we'll look for daily high temperatures in the upper 70s through the lower and some middle 80s. The heat and humidity will be perfect for crops that are already established and developing. In fact, crop growth rates will likely just move along very well. But for the crops that are not in the ground, obviously field work will be further delayed until significant drying takes place. As we move into the Friday, Saturday, Sunday time period, a cold front will drop across the Midwest from northwest to southeast. And as it moves through the region, it'll bring not only cooler air, but drier air as well. And perhaps then we'll be able to start a drying trend that might be sustainable. The problem is the frontal boundary that moves through the Midwest could easily become stationary to our south and then come back northward across the region for more rain possible next week. The one thing that could help stop this process from repeating again would be the prospects for a tropical cyclone that may move across Florida about 10 days from now, if that tropical event actually exists and develops as suggested in some of the model data today. There might be a better ridge of high pressure over the Midwest to help to provide a drier bias for a longer period of time next week. But I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket. That's an event that's too far out in time right now to have a lot of confidence. We'll expect to see more precipitation next week, but it won't be nearly as great or frequent relative to what we're seeing this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat, 750, up 4 1/4. In Chicago, July wheat, 701 3/4, up 4 1/4. July corn, 666 1/4, up 9. December, 552 3/4, up 16 1/4. Go out to July of 14, 578 3/4, up 16. July soybeans, 1499 1/2, up 23 now a quarter, up 23 even. November, 1267 3/4, up 20. July soybean meal, 436.70, now 80, up 860. July soybean oil, 49.59, up 35. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart, and he is with Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it is a very active Tuesday to start the week.
Yes, it is, and lots of rain over the weekend and lots of places, and that's basically the news story. Is it's slowing down planting. Don't know when we'll be able to get in the field from Iowa through Illinois into other parts, and that's going to slow the planting pace, and that means later planting, supposedly less yield, thus higher prices. So we have corn up 15 in new crop, and we have beans up 20 in new crop, and don't know if they're done going up yet.
Well, 2 weeks ago, producers put in one of the most amazing weeks that you can imagine. Pretty much got all caught up in corn planting, more or less, a little bit behind, but not significantly behind, not anything you would worry about. And now the weather is interrupting again. Do you think this last 15% or so of corn that needs to go in the ground, 15 to 20, is going to be problematic, and to the degree we're going to lose, I don't know, some corn acres? You pick a number.
I think we'll lose some corn acres, but it'll mostly be in the Dakotas and that area. I don't think Illinois will change much, or Indiana or Ohio. Maybe far northern in Iowa a little, but corn pretty much in the Midwest is pretty well done through this area. It's, you get into the Dakotas, they haven't done much, and their plant date's 531 to 65, so they're right there at it. Even 525 in the Dakotas, so they're past it already on corn. So it'll switch there, maybe a half million acres. Bean acres will be planted a little later. Late planting doesn't by itself say you're going to have less of a yield. It's the summer weather that goes with it, and that will still determine whether we have good or poor or great yields.
So beyond the weather, what are producers, traders looking at today?
They're looking at international monetary stuff. How's China doing? How's the people that buy around the world all the grain that's needed? What they're looking at, and the last couple of weeks the news out of China hasn't been that great, but every time things go down like last Monday when we were at 512 instead of 552. China bought, 300,000-500,000 metric tons, and they still will be doing that on places if we go back up.
So what is your anticipation for this rally? Does it have more legs to it?
Well, the last rally we had went to 570. We are at 552. We've been to 54, so I think that 70 is a possibility. But if the planning report comes in at 90% tonight, this afternoon, versus 85, we could easily go right back down, and then the beans would have to be the ones holding it up based on the slowest planting pace there for many years.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one, Dave.
That's Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Let's go ahead and take a current look on the marketplace. In Chicago, July wheat 701.5, up 4. September is 710.25, and it's up 5.75. July corn, 667, up 9.75. September, 582, up 15.25. And December at 552, up 15.5. July soybeans are 14.99.5, up now a quarter, up 23. November is 12.68, up 20.25. July soybean meal, 437.10, up 8.90. July soybean oil is 49.58. It's up 34 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.